This episode of Two Dope Girls has been brought to you by the book Gang Slanging, a collection of words and phrases used by gang members by some fucking douchebag, Russell D. Flores.
Pearl necklace, general, when a male ejaculates onto a female. This is often done onto the female's face and neck.
How did he write necklace?
N-E-C-K-L-E-S-S. Apparently she has no neck.
It's quite a website when Civil War buffs get in the buff. www.gettysbear, next on 6ed World.
Good to have you back, Mr. Wolf.
Do you mind telling me what this is all about, Mr.?
People are talking about people. I just ignore them, but they keep us saying we laugh just a little too loud.
Well, let's start the insanity.
But the real excitement, of course, is going to come at the end of the summer.
Thank you guys for tuning in once again to Two Dope Girls Podcast.
I'm Julia Harrison.
Yeah, and I'm Addie Martin, Dean Martin's granddaughter, apparently.
And our guest encourages you to have a summer. He can heal with his steel. It's Howard, Dragon Boy Suede Kramer.
Hello.
How you doing?
Heal with his steel.
Yep.
Sounds like the introduction to an inappropriate movie I can't take my mom to see.
That's true.
Not you probably wouldn't want to. Now, I wanted to ask you, actually, about the Dragon Boy Suede. What is with the stance before you do certain songs?
Well, you sound like my dad. He doesn't get the stance.
No, I love it, but I just, where did that originate?
Like, I guess maybe from, like, Bono getting down in a weird stance and, like, acting all of self-important. So I thought it would be funny to announce really stupid songs like that and, like, make a show out of it.
Get down. And I think that, I remember on one of your specials that you weren't sure if the audience was following, that it was supposed to be part of the joke, where you're like, hold on, this is just fun.
That's every show.
Yeah. Yeah. Where some people aren't sure what to expect.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know, if I was an objective viewer, I'd be like, what is this? Like, it doesn't usually happen in the middle of a stand-up set.
No, I was surprised the first time I heard something of yours was on an old comedy Death Ray. And I remember going, who is this? This is really funny. And then that's how I found Who Charted.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, so then I started listening to that, and, you know, that was the history there.
Yeah.
Do you like Bruce Springsteen because you grew up in Jersey?
I hated him until after high school, and then I love him. I loved him. Now I still love him.
Hated him. I was like, that's the kind of music my mom used to listen to, and now I realize, like, I listen to Dancing in the Dark too often.
Do you do the Courtney dance thing?
That's how I start my mornings. Smoke weed, dance to Bruce Springsteen.
Nice. I like it. Yeah. Waken Bruce.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You got to waken Bruce now.
Seriously. I, like, wear my tight jeans.
We're gonna
and
have
I
to
put
steal
a red
that.
Hat in my back pocket.
That's good.
Pose in front of the mirror.
Or just to the
let's do this, self. Let's take on the day.
Well, another one I wanted to ask you is, so you did the Have a Summer, you know, little mini tour with Kyle Kinane and, oh, was it Sean Patton?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was hilarious. And are you going to do another one?
We have plans. We're making plans now to do, yeah, a couple more legs.
Yeah, are you going to actually do any Dragon Boy Suede stuff? I was a little sad that I hoped that you would do more material.
Oh, yeah. Which show did you see?
Seattle, at the Neptune.
Yeah, that seemed to be the one where people were the most disappointed.
What? Well, that was the first stop, wasn't it? Didn't
yeah,
you start
yeah,
from
that's
the top
what it
and
was.
Move down?
Yeah, it's like that was the first one. So we were kind of just learning. But,
it was still great, though.
Yeah. If when we go back out this time, there'll be definitely more music, more songs.
Are you going to be doing any more locations? Like, going to be doing a little bit more, not just the West Coast?
The South and or the Midwest.
Nice.
So
Midwest probably needs some of that.
Yeah, the Midwest is hungry, thirsty for summer. Yeah.
Definitely, and I couldn't wait.
Now, Julia, by the way, we do this with a lot of background noise because people around the world apparently like to hear what it sounds like being
this
on an L.A. rooftop.
Yeah, right.
So that's why there's a shitty background music LAPD provides.
It's beautiful.
I'm just waiting for a woo woo. I had a question.
Okay.
I have ADD. I don't know. Yeah, I know.
Somewhere.
I have notes somewhere. Obviously, she knows a lot about you. I know. I've listened to Who Sharted. I don't know much about
it.
You. What do you? And I don't Google much. What made you start comedy? And what interest do you have in music? Like, what else do you do? Do you play? Or are you?
Oh,
for people who
inclined,
might not know what
like
else you
myself,
do.
Who's a stoner, just living in my own world.
I'm in high school and all that. In college, I was always in bands. And then as each band would break up, we'd start to joke, like, if music doesn't work out, we're going to have to become comedians. And then, I was at my friend's dorm in Columbia in New York, and the last band broke up, and I was like, okay, I better start doing stand-up. Why do you have Vivid Radio stickers?
She used to.
I broke up with them
paper.
Last night. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I left my notebooks at home this morning.
You broke up with a guy who had those stickers?
No, I was
a
co-host
on
The Swing. And
apparently
I don't give a fuck about the show. I have this passive-aggressive, don't-care attitude. And it's just because I'm the only non-porn star on the station.
That's got to be tough.
Yeah, I'm just there for comedy. And
every guy who walks
why.
In, do they think you're like a porn chick?
They hope. They're like, what's her name so I can Google her?
Yeah,
it's like, ew, you want
to
jerk off to me?
Things.
That's weird.
That is weird.
But it's cool because, like, these women, I always say, it was like, some of these women that I've, like, jerked off to walk in and they're like, let me see your tits. And I was like, wow, Tori Wells is touching on me. It's kind of creepy because porn stars are so needy. They're so me.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
I mean, you don't get
stage
into something
five
like
cleaners.
That without a few daddy issues or what have you.
I was there for radio and now I'm not.
So a strange segue.
So now I just use these stickers for scrap paper when I...
There you go.
Now,
I wanted to say, in terms of having a positive role model...
Shh, we're doing a show.
I think you may have answered this somewhere, but... So if you have, you don't have to answer, but Pete Carroll or Coach Taylor?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would say, well, if you asked me 6 months ago, I would have said Coach Taylor.
But now after the Super Bowl, kind
yeah,
of changing your mind?
Yeah, because it's kind of funny. Now after the Super Bowl, I'd go back and watch the last episodes of Friday Night Lights that I haven't seen. And I'm like, why is he being such a hard ass? Like, be more like Pete Carroll, like coach these guys up, like find out what they need.
Your mentor.
Did you like the top hat and monocle meme? I love that one. One of my friends.
I didn't get that. What was that supposed to mean?
I don't know. It just somebody started passing it around. My friend Brick Pudding on Twitter. He sent it to me, and it just had me laughing nonstop. So I was living in Seattle, so you know the game's on. But after I saw that, I just want him to be twirling a cane with a little monocle and a top hat.
Is a meme like that thing like I put up the
repeats.
One I hate
yes.
feelings?
Yeah.
That's a those are they have names?
Yes. Well, it's just a meme. It's friends
anything
are same.
What do I know?
It just repeats.
Now, yeah.
But every time I hear his name now, I just think of him with that little cane and top hat. It gets me through the day sometimes.
I have a question. Why don't you let your co-host into your apartment?
Well, it's just kind of a thing, like, ever since I was a kid, I don't have people come over. I leave my own life and go to someone else's house.
Like, so, that way I don't have to do shit around.
I like to be able to leave.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to kick people out of your place?
Exactly.
That way it's just like, and I'm done.
Right. Yeah, I could, if I'm at someone else's house, I go, oh, yeah, I gotta do something, bye.
Yeah. Or, like, I set alarms, and I come off as a dick because I'll go, someone will invite me somewhere, put me on a list and everything, and I'll go, and I'm there for 10 minutes. I set an alarm when my phone vibrates in my pocket. I kind of make my rounds to say bye, even though I just said hi, but I don't really let them know I'm saying bye, and
right.
I just disappear.
That's exactly
and then,
what I did.
For those that don't know me, they're like, who was that? And for those that know me, they're like, dude, where'd you go? It's like, always leave them guessing.
Yeah, you're a mystery lady.
Yeah. You just breeze in.
I'm not on the Facebook anymore. It's like, if you guys see me, it's like seeing a unicorn.
Pot lends itself to want to just sneak out too. It's like when you're
sometimes
high,
you hit that. I want to smoke by myself. I don't want to sit in a circle with you guys at Cantor's and just talk Jew talk and smoke.
Now, I wanted to ask, I noticed that you were tweeting a lot about the Olympics. I have not watched any of it.
Is that
over? What am I missing?
Missing things? It's half over. You still got another week.
There's still time?
You're not missing anything. It's even boring when I have it on.
Are there any, sports that should not...
Except for, the brand new snowboarder ones, they're all pretty useless.
The ladies
are smoking pot now.
What's that?
What is that?
I don't know about that.
The
show
dope
is
girls.
Called Two Dope Girls.
Sorry.
You were on Getting Dug with High recently.
Yeah.
With Matt Besser.
How was that? For me, it's when Eric Andre was on the show and, I totally understood the whole, can I get a hoodie? I'm like, man, I'd be so exposed.
That would be me.
In public. How does that
That's exactly
feel?
What it felt like. It was real weird. It was like, oh,
a little
I'm smoking.
Surreal, like, out of your out-of-body experience. Do you mean...
Both.
Yeah, it's just a lot of that.
Well, it's just you feel like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this on camera, and then you get a little high, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be entertaining, and it's just
keep a bittersweet thing.
Channels.
You have to work, but you're entertaining, but it's like, the LAPD is just like, all right, boys, we know what building they're at in Culver City.
But it's not illegal. It's not illegal, though.
Book him, Johnny. Yeah, I know.
Book him, Dano.
Book him, Dano. Okay. But I'd feel so weird. Are you going to do the live episodes
or
at
you?
All at Largo?
If he asks me, I'll do them, yeah.
That's definitely when they're, outside of Largo, and they're, just waiting. I'd like to see Sarah Silverman on that one.
She was lovely. I did enjoy that.
She's
what made
lovely.
You... what made you not just do it sooner, or did Doug not ask you sooner? Because I would have assumed that you and a couple other people would have been on there immediately.
Well, it's funny.
Kind of running those circles.
Yeah, it's funny, yes, because he...
I thought that truck would never leave. I thought he was sabotaging me. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, when I was on... I can't do it till after. When I was on there, he didn't know I smoked weed.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, I've never smoked weed with you.
He didn't listen to you talk
anything.
Ever?
Yeah, I guess.
It's Matthew McConaughey. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother.
Hey, what new movies have you seen lately? Have you seen Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes.
I want to know how many people have Googled cocaine straw asshole.
I knew what was happening, but I was still a little surprised. I treated myself and actually saw it. I did enjoy it. It was
man,
really
I gotta see movies by myself.
It's enjoyable.
Yeah.
I love watching movies
guys
by myself.
Do the whole penis and the popcorn trick, and it's like I didn't want to do that.
Guys did that to you?
No, I'm just kidding. I like going
I just
to movies by myself.
The salty mix that can't be good for. No.
And you know, real quick, yeah, right? Yeah, the extra butter on your dick hole. Ew.
Yeah. I forgot to mention that this gets a little awkward at times.
Oh, yeah, it was on Vivid Radio, so. Wow, I haven't said cunt yet. How hilarious.
What?
Broke the sea barrier.
Damn it. Dad would be proud. So, but mixing in the music, I love Marty because there's that moment. I love Foo Fighters. And there's
so
a moment where he puts
yes
the Everlong. No, I want to hear about it. I mean, the scoring was great. When you watch a movie, is the music and the I nearly cried watching a Martin Scorsese film and there being my Everlong, Foo Fighters, my favorite song. How do you feel when you watch movies? Did you like that movie? What'd you think of the scoring, the music,
I thought the score was appropriate, and I do pay attention to the music. But the movie was it was a fun cocaine romp, but I think, Patton Oswalt said it last week, it's just they don't show any of the victims of all the shit.
Yeah.
He ruined a lot of lives, and
yeah,
they just kind of show the fun part.
They glorify
part
him like the Henry Hill and Goodfellas.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's hard. It makes
or Taxi Driver how.
But since they don't, you almost want to root for, he's that anti-hero kind of thing, but it's still...
I know a comedian that worked with him doing the stock stuff. He was, Steve Laszlo. He was working with him right before all that shit went down.
He was a stockbroker before he became a comedian?
Yeah. Is that funny? you go from music to that and stalking to that. So what other what movies are you digging lately that you
I liked Philomena a lot. I liked Nebraska. I loved Gravity.
Yeah, that was a good time. Did you see it in the 3D and all that?
I watched it on a computer. But still, I still loved it.
If you can still love that movie being... I saw it in the 3D because I'm going, okay, I've heard I should see it this way. And it was really magical, but it's still a good movie, even if you're not seeing it on the big screen.
Yeah, it's still good. It's still life-affirming. Yeah, it's great. It's amazing visual effects.
Speaking of space travel, what haven't you done but would like to do, professionally or in general? You know, like, is there a guest you'd like to have on, or... is something like that, or would you like to be on a certain type of show? You know, Last Comic Standing, are you going to end up, is there anything?
I did the audition. That's not like a bucket list thing. I got to be on that show, but I did it.
But it's still going to be fun.
Maybe.
Whatever springs to
mind. I just want to have more albums. I just want to keep making more albums. I want to have like,
Would you rather do Dragon Boy Suede, or would you rather do more of the stand-up that's, you know, mixing in that,
mixing in
the muse?
Yeah, a mix, because I've never been able to stop doing either one. Like, I thought, oh, now I'm a stand-up, I won't do music anymore, and then I just keep wanting to do music, so.
Yeah, you can't fight it. So I think, what do you play now? Because I know that you said that you play bass, I think.
I play bass and guitar, but I mostly just program everything on the computer.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm thinking about like every bass player
I just realized that I was trying to read something. It was not.
I know, it's like the entry-level position for rock and roll.
Like, I'm like, have I ever fucked a bassist? No. Can't say I have.
Well, put that
what
on your
about,
list.
Like,
drummers.
Drummers?
Yeah.
Drummers mostly have rhythm. Myself.
Yeah, drummers have issues.
Hopefully
they do.
Drummers be tripping like bitches.
They're fun, but they're
they
psychos.
Be tripping. Yeah.
Oh, see, I got sidetracked. I forgot when we were talking about the Olympics. I wanted to say like the is there an event that you want to add or take away?
I want to
like,
take
to either summer or
pong.
Olympics.
See, I play that in the summer
for winter outdoor beer pong.
Yeah.
So you have to fight
cold
the elements
beer, man.
On top
you
of
don't
that.
Have to.
So part of what they judge you on is how well you stand.
Cold beer, hard nipples.
The cold.
I would
strip beer pong.
I would get rid of all the old school sports like the cross country ski and shoot and stuff. I think that's like the best they could come up with in the 1920s.
Yeah.
It's like we have snowboarding now. Like it's like it's ridiculous to watch those like antiquated. Like exercise sports.
Do you watch the figure skating portion?
I don't like watch it. Like I've seen a couple people that were impressive. I don't TiVo it. But
I would watch the Winter Olympics if like I'm sitting there and I'm really ripped and the remote is so far away. And I know that I need to change the
like
batteries in it, and I know the batteries are further away, and then I'm like, she's got good form. I'd like her dress. I'll watch it a bit.
Well, if you do, there's one chick who's 15, a Russian chick. She's like, will blow your mind, even if you hate figure skating.
I like
she's
Russians.
She's like insanely, insanely flexible and goes apeshit.
Wish he didn't say 15. He said Russian and flexible, and my mind went elsewhere. But the Olympics are cool. Were you active in high school? Did you play sports?
Oh, yeah. I did one sport in senior year was track.
Really? Would
Thanks.
You run?
800 meters.
Wow. I did the 100 because I'm lazy and hurdles because I could jump.
Yeah, it's fruit punch.
I'll eat this, yeah. Thanks.
He's going to eat a Capri Sun.
Yeah.
Don't draw names.
I don't think you've ever had one of these.
Really?
Yeah.
I love them. Make sure you don't poke the straw all the way through. I used to have a friend who would do that and get shit everywhere.
My friend, comedian Nick Cantone in New York, he's been working with like Rob Schneider and people, but
that's
what we would do. We'd drink Capri Suns, get stoned, and play Mario Kart on the old school Nintendo.
Look how nice. Yeah,
you're
feel
so good.
I'm helping.
Yeah, everyone just watched you do that. Our listeners watched you put the straw in there.
I'm glad that they can watch my expert.
Glad that we have editing.
Well, the reason why I said that I...
Do you edit this?
Yeah.
What do you edit out?
Not really.
Nothing. I really don't. I edit a bunch of sound clips and such, and I just...
Probably should, but why not?
Yeah.
But the reason why I love these is because when I was growing up, I never really did pack lunches. I always wanted Capri Sun in my lunch. Whenever people brought in their lunches, I always wanted it. So when I was in college and I had a mini fridge, I'm like, I stocked it full of Capri Suns. So I'm going, always wanted them. I got them now. That's the best part of it being an adult for me.
The beauty of freedom, yeah. You get to do what you want.
That was it. But then the other stuff is in there.
So Martin Luther King fought for you guys to have Capri Suns right now. Black History Month.
I think that's exactly.
The more you know.
I think that
you people are doing great, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations on your month.
Now, I also wanted to show you this because I know that you do enjoy the hip hop, as my friend Sarah from
Speaking of slang,
this book I got it
brought to you by a racist fuck named Russell D. Flores in Sacramento, California.
It's just very dude. He's 91.
He's racist because you read this and it says like it'll have a black term and it says black.
No, this is 95. But see? The ridiculous part is they have just rap. Oh, there you go. A form of music that, like jazz, is an art form whose origins are deeply rooted in the experiences of blacks in America.
Great definition.
Actually, it says in America.
Typical white girl got a gang slang dictionary.
So they didn't even proofread this.
No, it must be foreigners who wrote it.
Yeah, there are tons of errors and stereotypes.
A rapper, a person who sings rap music.
I could have never gleaned that information if you had not given me a definition.
That's stuff that There's Google no can't tell you, you know?
I would have never...
Webster fit. Knows nothing.
But I just couldn't help it.
Speaking of rapping and, like, racist stuff. Are you... You're Jewish, yes?
I was born Jewish.
Born Jewish. And in New Jersey, did you ever break dance?
No, I was not good at it.
No, but you did try.
Did you have high tops?
I did.
Did you wear your Adidas and listen to Run DMC?
Yep.
Did you go to bar mitzvahs?
Yes.
Did you have a bar mitzvah? That's my main question. Yes. Let's talk about that.
It was a bar mitzvah because I have a twin sister.
Really?
Yeah, so we did it together on the same day. Split the money.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That was my next question. How much money did you make?
I only made like 1,000 or like $1,100, my parents told me.
In your face, Jews, Italians make more money on their birthday.
Is that true?
Uncle Frank's always got an envelope. Polly, everybody else.
I really was.
You go, kid. Yeah. You're doing great.
You know, I was born with blonde hair.
You're like,
so
wow.
I definitely don't.
He stabbed a guy for this. So thoughtful.
I don't have any of it. You're a goofball.
You're not religious anymore.
Oh, and then you can also do the fold down. So
you're Jewish.
Yeah.
There's like two you guys realize there's two separate podcasts.
Yeah, Julia likes to talk over me.
Oh, no, I was just trying to say to get the Capri Sun like right in the nose. I just said they fold the thing down.
I have ADD. You talk over me.
We both do that.
Yeah,
it's my favorite part. Because then I listen later and I go,
this is a mess. And people are like, wow, they're definitely stoned.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I haven't been smoking since I was 11. I caught, I was gonna say, in Jersey, do you like the East Coast or West Coast? When did you move here?
All of the questions.
I moved here like 10 years ago. I like the West, I like being from the East Coast, but I would never go back.
Winters or?
Yeah, the weather and I feel like it's more stressful out there.
Yeah, definitely anxiety ridden.
I've been here for about 3 weeks now, and I love it. I love it.
You've only been here 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I moved here from Seattle.
Oh, that's crazy.
After San Francisco and in Ohio.
Wow. Welcome.
So I made it. Oh, thank you. I'm loving it. Everyone I've met has been amazing. And I see, I know that
give
you talk
time,
about loving summer, but it feels like summer. Like, it's like that year round almost. It gets a little chilly at night, but almost every day is just gorgeous.
It is good. The weather's warm.
I know. So everybody who's in Ohio and the whole Northeast in general, I'm sitting outside. It's glorious.
I'm cold.
What?
I'm anemic. I'm always bitching. I'm old. I need a sweater.
Just I'm like cranky. That too. I get cold easy.
Yeah, I'm like, the wind's blowing. What are you talking about? It's like fucking freezing. I'm gonna get frostbite. No, it's like, what, 80 degrees today? It's nice.
Let me know when you want me to get back on the path, put the needle on the record.
Yeah, anyways, this went all over the place because I said you talk over me. Now you don't want to talk anymore?
No, I do. I want
you
to
know
say...
the guy.
Yes, the guy. We're best friends.
You
right
know
here.
This guy right yes. here. You know the Jew standing in the
No, I want to
right.
ask. I
I'm
know
just
that
kidding.
You,
I'm sorry.
I
love the Jews.
Just recently,
I went to a lot of bar mitzvahs.
You recently people. Did the, what was it, Tears on My Shaft. But are you already writing more music?
Yeah, I'm already like 3 songs deep into
nice.
Summer record. Yeah,
is that song what I think it's about?
What do you think it's about?
Can I tell you my story first? Because this is where I
I'm
was going to
sure.
go with the whole East
okay.
Coast West Coast thing. I was going to talk about bums and stuff, and so I was telling her I was finishing working this production job. A few months ago, I was finishing work this production job, and there's always food and crap left over. I hate to. Take it with me, but I don't want to throw it away. I'm not going to eat it because I'm a germaphobe. People have been touching it, actors and their hands on shit. And so I take the 2 pizza boxes. We all split them up. We give them to the homeless people around us. Okay. So I stop to get gas, and I go to give this. I see this black guy, and he's just crying. He's just crying on this little park bench. Dude, trying to tell a story. And so he's like crying, and he's just sitting there crying into his lap. And I'm like, oh, man. You know, you give a mouse a cookie, he's going to want milk. So I go in and I get him water. Because I don't know what kind of drink he wants. I just get a Fiji water, a big bottle of Fiji water.
Okay.
Had I known what he was doing first, I would have gotten just lotion. I walk up and I'm going to give him the pizza box and the water. And okay. he's just angrily jerking his dick off, just
Jesus.
Crying into his crotch. And I'm like, oh, here. And I put it down on the park bench. I walk away just laughing my ass off. I didn't even, like,
That's
mask the fact
sadness.
That. And now
That's
he's really going to cry because I'm laughing. But it's, like, right on Fig and 12th or something. Like, on Figueroa, this dude's, like traffic is just going by, and it was weird, and it was so ashy.
I wish I had no inhibitions like that.
that's someone who definitely...
It's like a special kind of crazy when you can jerk
right.
off in public. I wonder if, like, me laughing got
so
him
that,
off.
Oh, so
He's
that's
like,
what
yes.
you think that the Tears on My Shaft is.
Is that what it is?
Is that where you were going with that
yeah,
story?
Yeah, are you crying on your penis to lube it up? Should have got him lube. I should have. He was using his tears.
Jesus.
It's a sad session. Is that what it's about?
Oh, well, sort of. Well, one of the verses.
Don't let your mom listen to this podcast.
No, I doubt you'll cut this one down.
Wow. Does your family
thanks.
Does your
she
family
doesn't
pay?
Even listen
I
to retarded, so she's probably not going to look for the guest appearances.
But
definitely
does the rest of your family listen to any of the...
I think it seems like they might listen once in a blue moon. Nobody
yeah.
seems to be on top of it.
Is it weird to have, like, people you know follow your stuff?
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah, like, even when I do stand-up shows, it's, like, better when nobody I know is there.
Yeah. My high school reunion's coming up. People are like, I heard your show. And I'm like,
oh
Jesus Christ.
Where'd you go to high school?
In Sarasota, Florida.
That's cool.
Yeah. I surfed a lot. I rarely showed up. Do you want to know how I finished?
Do I?
Yeah. You're like, wow, she's definitely a mafia princess. I found out if you tell the guidance counselor you want to drop out of school, he'll be like, no, you don't want to drop out of school. Just let me enroll you in the dropout prevention program before you decide that. So I went to the dropout prevention program in the summer, and I finished everything that I was supposed to finish in my senior year. In that summer because I did it online, but the reason I finished it all and I did great, like B's and C's because I'm smart. No, I am, because the teacher walked out when I had to go test. The teacher walked out of the class one day and he had this CD that said master. I was like,
no you didn't.
I quickly put it into my laptop. I burned it. And it was every answer. I can say this now because I caught my principal doing coke in the bathroom at a bar I was attending once. So now I can say how I graduated high school.
Oh, Jesus, scandalous.
So, yeah, and then once I found out that was that, like, answers to everything that, you know, we didn't even know, like, for months what was coming. I knew everything. But he gave it to us in small doses, so I had everything lined up, but I turned it in small doses. I just got it finished all in like a couple weeks. One of my Asian friends helped me on the math stuff because she's Asian. She loves that stuff. And and she works for the IRS now. She loved it. So I then ended up selling it for like the CD for $5 to people, and I made enough to like, you know, do a lot that summer. So
that would have been your Selma secret, I think.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. It's not a secret.
Not a secret anymore. But that was
just a genius of a slacker.
It takes a tell.
So I surfed a lot. I didn't ever go to school because I like to cheat.
Sweet. Okay, so cool. That's a...
You're like Michelle Rodriguez in that surf movie.
Blue Crush.
She a lesbian.
Yeah. I don't know. Yes. Is she?
Probably.
That'd be cool.
Well, so what's your favorite summer activity then? You know, we've talked a lot about
swimming.
Swimming?
Yeah.
Yeah? So when do you consider it truly to be the start of summer?
June.
Do you really consider that, even though the weather is really nice before that, you don't extend it out to...
Well, I don't know if it's May. I can't really say
May.
It's
spring.
Yeah, but
it still is
June
technically.
Is still supposed to be spring, but then they don't give you September anymore, so you got to do June, July, August.
What'd you do for your summers as a kid? Did you go to camp?
Go to summer camp. Go to Florida.
Florida. Where in Florida?
Disney World or Disneyland or...
Disney World.
Yeah. World or Fort Lauderdale. My great aunt lived there.
A lot of Jews and Italians
I always
in Fort
feel
Lauderdale.
Awkward yeah. saying aunt or aunt. I think both of them sound pretty...
Yeah, they're both weird.
Yeah.
I always feel
get
awkward.
Something better.
Yeah, because I don't like family. It's like that
it's
woman...
It's like my dad's sister.
My mom's sister.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But that seems obnoxious.
That broad...
Oh, we talked about that earlier. I say broad. I think it's just like a New York or Italian thing where you just say it. And you said it's offensive because bitches don't like the word broad.
Yeah, I said, like, don't call them broads.
What about Broad City on Comedy Central?
Dude, that is my favorite show now.
Call them chicks or something else offensive.
Which I see they're going to be, I think, at the Troubadour March 29th. I'd love to go see that.
That's a good place to see them.
Yeah. And I love Amy Poehler or anything. Her writing is genius. Are there any writers that, you know, on Comedy Central or any shows that you're really into?
Would you want to
certain
be
writers
or,
that
yeah.
you're, that you follow?
Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, I love it. I grew up on Mr. Show. Yeah. I love that stuff. That was my entire college experience, was watching a lot of Mr. Show.
Yeah.
That absolutely changed how I looked at certain parts of comedy.
Yeah,
know?
that's like the gold standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some good stuff.
I like George Carlin. I still, like, take on his, when he says, you know, he's going to punch up scripts. He'd write things sober and
oh,
then
I saw
get
that,
stoned.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, 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 they said that on
to punch it up, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, like, what me and my partners call it. They're all sober, and they're like, hey, I'm going to send you something to punch up. And I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even, like, I've heard musicians, producers and stuff talk about it as, like, a second opinion.
Yeah.
Smoke, and then you listen to it from another angle.
Yeah, because usually if I do it stoned, I'm like, what was I thinking? Like, it's not that it's, like, it's better when I'm sober. I'm just like, that's not funny at all.
Well, speaking of all those great people, like, if you could have anybody on who charted that hasn't been on yet, who's somebody that you would love to have on there to just talk and just go over music and things like that?
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah?
Huh?
Yeah.
Where'd the love of Nicki
Did
Minaj
you talk
start?
To Paul Stanley recently? You met him?
Oh, no. I just, I tweeted out this thing. Somebody put together 45 minutes of just Paul Stanley from Kiss stage banter. So it's like it never goes into the songs. It's just him going, do you guys want some alcohol? And it's just, it's 45 minutes of that. It's
oh
insane.
Oh, gosh.
Are you That's want awesome. Some tequila? It's just... It just keeps going. It's crazy.
Yeah. Working in music journalism, I know a lot of people that have told me a lot of Kiss stories. I'm not going to say it on record. I'll tell you after. They're great. He's a hilarious guy.
Yeah. I've
entertaining.
Heard some stuff, too.
I think we should wrap it up, and we should do our Plugs Not Drugs.
Doing plugs, not drugs.
Yeah, I don't have much to plug anymore because I'm not on SiriusXM, so... I might be hosting, co-hosting some stuff at House of Blues you know, coming up soon, so I'll keep you guys posted. And then still doing LA Rooftop Sessions.
Are you on
drummer.
Twitter or Instagram?
Yeah, I do that shit. At the Addie Martin Twitter, Instagram. Don't send me dick pics. I'm so serious about that.
That's just how you get bored.
Jeez.
By saying that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't? By that you mean you must.
Yeah.
Click. Send.
Yeah, and what was I going to say? LA Rooftop Sessions, Sean Winchester from Everclear, drummer, will be talking soon. So we've got a bunch of other comedians lined up for the show, too. But you can find Julia at...
Julia W.D. Harrison. The W.D. stands for White Debbie. That's the same... I'll tell you this story later. And then on Instagram, the same name. My Etsy link underneath my Twitter profile thing. And that's it. Keep listening to this, because
it sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How about you?
Ship. What
do you have
about?
This guy over here? Do you have anything coming up?
Yeah, just listen to Who Charted.
I should have worn my charger.
Graham Elwood, your guest.
Yeah.
Your other guest. We have him tomorrow. Tomorrow.
There's still a few more days left to donate to the earbuds on Kickstarter. And
yeah, they're looking for $135,000.
I don't know if we're going to make it.
Hey, Graham, let's go surfing next week.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Orange County to surf, but let's go. Do you want to go?
That's how you get personal messages out to
you. Yeah. Well, we texted about it earlier, but I'm like, hey, man, this is me saying, yeah, let's do that.
I haven't surfed in a long time.
Same.
And then what else do you
got?
We can go together. Who Charted? And I love Who Charted.
Oh, great.
If people aren't listening to it, they're insane.
Most people say they like it better.
I think I'm starting to now.
It's looser. It's more loose. Yeah.
Well, I love what you guys count down. It's a good time. So if you aren't listening to both of them, I'm going to personally come to your house and shake you about the head and neck area.
Stalker.
Okay, I won't. I'm a little lazy for that.
Yeah.
Where can we find you on Twitter, Instagram?
Oh, at Howard Kremer, K-R-E-M-E-R, and the same on Instagram.
And Dragon Boy Suede stuff, are you on, is it Bandcamp?
iTunes, iTunes. Bandcamp, howardkremer.bandcamp.com.
Watch the videos, they're hilarious. You'll thank me later.
Yeah.
In the mouth, I'm Neil Diamond.